Antes de comenzar el episodio de hoy, quiero compartir con todos los padres y maestros, y madres también, otro podcast que creo que les podría gustar. Se llama Cráneo, Ciencia para Niños Curiosos. Cada semana, un nuevo episodio trae lecciones fascinantes para sus pequeños del mundo de la ciencia, como dinosaurios, química, astronomía, animales, medicina y más. Personalmente, me encanta Cráneo. Es un podcast perfecto para escuchar en el carro con los niños o incluso antes de dormir. Pueden escuchar Cráneo en su plataforma de podcast favorita o a través del enlace que dejaré en la descripción de este episodio. Sabrosura, pati, que, que. Hello everyone, this is Pam de Café con Pam, the bilingual podcast that features Latine and people of the global majority who break barriers, change lives, and make this world a better place. Welcome to episode 348 of Café con Pam. Today, it's just you and me, and this episode is releasing in February of 2024. And while February is the month of love and affection, inside my world and inside the Manny's Pass, we are focusing on honoring our sacred space. Let me explain. As you know, I'm an EFT practitioner, which makes me in a way a somatic practitioner. When we work together, we also begin working on the signals that our body gives us to make sure that things are, you know, connected. And the thing is that our body gives us signals all the time. Por ejemplo, when you get a tummy ache, it's probably because you ate something that didn't sit well with your body. Or if we look at it from the emotional sense, it's probably because you're worried about the future. Hola, listeners. It's Pam here. And one thing is that Café con Pam has been around since 2016. Pero finally, I'm going to be able to do what I always wanted, a live recording to a podcast episode. And this is your invite. Join us on March 10th, 2024, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for a Sunday filled with conversation, delicious Cuban empanadas from Hell Yeah Helena, a gift, un regalito from me, and our special guest, Ashley Stoyanov Ojeda, author of Jefa in Training, who will join us at the beautiful location of Libélula Bookstore in Barrio Logan in San Diego. If you've not been, this is your chance. All of this is in San Diego, and we have limited spots, so get your tickets today. All you have to do is head over to cafeconpam.com/live, and we'll see you there. Y bueno, for those of you who are not super familiar with working with your emotions, it's totally fine. It could be because either you've been told you feel too much, you know you feel too much, or simply because feeling is overwhelming. Perhaps you never talked about it in your house. I see you. And today's episode is going to give you an introduction to tuning into your body signals. We're not going to go in depth about it because I want you to start thinking about it. Okay? So we're going to play for a second. This is literally a 10-second exercise. If you can close your eyes or lower your gaze, or if you are driving, please don't do that. But if you are at a place in a space where you can be with yourself, feel free to begin closing your eyes, lowering your gaze, begin tuning into your body. Feel your toes, feel your fingers. You can wiggle them if you want to. And tune into that space in your chest where your lungs expand. Tune into that. Now imagine me knocking on your door right now. Let's say that you're at home or you're at the office, and I'm knocking on your door and I tell you, oh my gosh, you have just won $1 million, and I hand you a check. Okay, open your eyes, come back to this moment. I wonder what happened with your body. What was the response that you got? What happened in your body when you heard me say, oh my gosh, you just won $1 million? Those are your body signals. Whether you believed me or not, you still received a signal. And it could have been that you were tensed up. It could have been that you got some butterflies in your tummy. It could have been that you got the thought of like, she's kidding, this is not gonna happen. And even with the thought, there was a body reaction, perhaps. Let me know if you didn't receive anything. I'm curious. Your body's signals are nudges, they're whispers, and sometimes your whole body shakes depending on what it is that your body's responding to. And these are the signals that you received as you were imagining these awesome news. Even if you were skeptical about them, even if you knew since the beginning we were playing, these body signals also come when we receive other types of news. Neutral news, not so good news, bad news. We're not going to go into those other types of body reactions. I just want you to tune in and know that they happen. Okay? Now, these body reactions, we could say that they're called vibrations. And because we want to keep it logical, because, you know, we like science here, we could say that the tonality and the words of me telling you that you won $1 million, they vibrated to a certain level. We're not going to get into the intricacies of vibration. However, the tone that I told you and the words that I shared and how you received them gave your body that reaction. It's actually physics. Now, all the scientists don't come at me because we are simplifying this. We could say that this, we could say, is the third law of motion by Newton, who says to every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, or there's an equal and opposite reaction. So to every action, there's a reaction. And the action was me giving you the news in the form of words. These words came in through your ears, and the reaction was your body responding to the force or the vibration or the sound of my voice. Sound is vibration. If you hit a drum, there's going to be that drum vibrates. Their sounds are vibrations. This is why we use words when we tap, because we are vibrating our vocal folds. We are sending vibrational sounds into the world, and we are tapping into our body, which is also vibrational, which then in turn creates this resonance with our brain, and this part creates the thoughts that we believe to be true. Let's keep it simple. Now that you have a refresher of your body signaling, to bring it back to the body signaling, let's explore how you can honor those signals. And you know the signals. You know how those feel. Everyone receives the signals in different ways. Some of you may feel them in your whole body. Some of you may receive signals through really strong smells. Some of you may receive signals as you touch things. There's so many ways. Those are also known as clairs. We're not going to get into that. But those body signals, you know what they feel for you. These are the signals that feel true to you. And you know what it's like to feel when things feel just right, because your body signals it to you. So if you want to start practicing and honoring your inner truth, informed by your body signals, I invite you to consider starting with your sacred spaces. And inside the Money's Pass, we're working on this, and I'm literally sharing what I shared to the Money's this month. We work on our inner, our outer, our inside, our outside, and our collective sacred spaces. If you want to partake, before I shared the options, I want you to check on the resistance, on the whispers, on the body responses that your body gives us as you hear me share the potential activities that you can partake on this month. Because your body will give you a reaction. And like I shared earlier, you already know what feels true to you. So if your body gives you a signal as you hear me share some of the options that you can take action on, you might be like, this might be it. This might be it, because your body might give you that yes. So let's explore. We're going to start with your inner, your inside sacred space. So opportunities for you to work on, if you want to honor your inside, your inner sacred space, you can review your core values. This is not to say that you change your core values, but it's to say that we grow and we evolve, and your priorities may shift. So review your core values, review your vision. We are still in winter time, so we're moving, transitioning. Next month, we're going to move into spring, which is actually a great time to plan. So this is more of a review. This is more of wondering and pondering. You can also give yourself permission to pick up an abandoned hobby. We don't want to pick up new things, but we can go back to something that we thought at some point that was fun and cool and exciting. You can actually create your oh shit list. Sorry for the kids. You can actually create the list that wows you and reminds you of all the awesome things that you've done. Maybe I've shared this in the podcast, but I often share this with clients. Early in my coaching career, I assigned a client to create an oh shit list. So she was working on a lot of negative self-talk. And so when we were working on how do we work with ourselves to give yourself that space of tuning into the best version of you, we decided to do an oh shit list. And so this list shows all the things that you've accomplished that make you go, oh shoot, I did it. Like, OMG, this is amazing. I cannot believe I went through that and I survived. It could be anything. Graduate of college, move to a different country, speak two languages, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this list, you can create it and have it close to you. So at any moment when you feel down or intrusive thoughts may come, you can go back to that list and remind yourself that you're actually pretty cool. And so to bring it back to this client's story, she took it so serious that she literally painted a wall in her house and made it a chalkboard wall. So she painted it black, and then with chalk, she kept adding the things, the cool things that she was accomplishing. So anytime she would go into her bathroom or walked to her room, I don't remember, she would see it, and it was a reminder of how awesome she was. Share that because maybe somebody might take an inspiration and then tag me when you create your wall. We can move into your outside sacred space. So your outer sacred space is the world you live in. So this is where you can practice healthy boundaries. And if you feel capacity to do so, winter time is, it's hibernation. It's the time when we want to stay more inward. So if this doesn't resonate, save it for spring, save it for summer. Because sometimes healthy boundaries are hardest with loved ones. You can choose to rearrange your room. You can rearrange your desk. You can get rid of things that no longer serve you. This is not a spring clean. This is more of a sprucing up, cleaning up. But it's not like we go deep. It's more like, what makes me happy and joyful? How could I make my space better? You can also plan a self-care day. And this is whatever that looks like for you. A self-care day could be gardening and tending to your plantitas. A self-care day could be walking around your neighborhood without your phone. And if you need to have your phone to be safe, absolutely, but just don't have it in front of your face, perhaps. It could be reading a book. It could be going to the park, laying down and looking at the clouds, whatever that looks like for you. That's something you could do to honor your outside space. And then we move in the collective sacred space because we cannot forget that we exist in a world where we coexist with other humans. So you could volunteer your time to an organization. You could volunteer your time, your money, and your resources to an organization that resonates with your values, perhaps a cause that is local to you. For me, I'm on the board of the Chicano Federation in San Diego, which if you don't know, definitely check them out because they do incredible things. And that is how I feel like I support my collective sacred space of the place that I call home in this moment. You can also join the Manis Pass and come co-work inside with us. You can support other Manis. Having a space with other like-minded people that are looking to accomplish similar goals is also really supportive. You can also share your knowledge, share a tool, share a resource. It could be with one person, it could be with a group. Whatever feels supportive to you and supportive to the collective space. I mean, you could go national and it's just, these are some options for you to think about honoring the various spaces that we call home. One is our body. Two is our space that we call home. And three is the world that we call home. So now I want you to go back and check in with your inner sacred space, your body. As I was sharing these options, what answers, what signals did you receive? You already know what's best and true for you. And I really hope that this episode inspires you to take action and you take a little bit of time, a little bit of time this week, today, this month. Save it for next month if you need to. But I really hope that you take a little time to honor your inner wisdom, to listen to those eternal nudges that you always receive. This is your truth. And I hope that you choose to embark on this journey of taking aligned action so you can actually expand to become that awesome version of who you are. Your inner body already knows that true version of you. I can't wait to meet them. And because I believe that when we choose to honor truth and take aligned action, actually the world becomes a better place. Because then we are all existing in true alignment and it allows us to give in ways that feel so great in all the ways. Y bueno, that was it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Make sure to stay connected. Follow Café con Pan Podcast on all the podcast platforms that you use. There are so many to call them. The biggest ones that we see the data are Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So make sure you follow, subscribe, whatever the nomenclature is that is really supportive, especially since Apple OS 17, I believe, the right term, they really messed up downloads. So if you're here and you haven't actually listened, please do, because it helps with the real downloads. There was a shift that happened with some settings that Apple just released, and we went from having great downloads to a quarter of downloads, and all of that is because of these changes. So this is why we emphasize so much following and actually subscribing, because it does make a difference. I am going to ask you to leave a rating, a review, some stars. All of that, of course, helps. Because what it does, it helps other people figure out if the podcast is something that they want to listen to. And so any words, any stars, we so appreciate you. Thank you so much. I check these every day. You know, it makes a difference. It does make a difference. Especially for indie podcasters like me that don't have the resources to throw money in ads and just, you know, promote everywhere. So your reviews are what actually get the podcast to keep going. Bueno, I would love to stay connected. If you are here on the YouTube and you found us, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell, all the things, leave a comment. That helps so much. On social media, at Café con Pan Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. At Café con Pan Pod on TikTok, at Café con Pan Podcast on Threads. We are loving Threads. I think that's going to be the platform where we hang out the most, but we'll see. And check out the Money's Pass. It's the group coaching program that I host. It's super fun. CaféConPam.com/Money's Pass. And just go to CaféConPam.com. That's where you can find it. I want you to save the date. If you're in San Diego, LA, surrounding areas, save the date for March 10th. March 10th. I'm not ready to announce it yet, but maybe by Sunday when this episode drops, we will. March 10th, we are going to have Café con Pan live, and I have a special guest coming. So I will be dropping the links so you can get your tickets. It's a beautiful, tiny space, local, San Diego, Latina owned. And I wanted to support this space. And it's a small space because we want to keep it intimate and sacred to stay within the theme of the episode. No, but we really wanted to support. It's going to be at Libélula Bookstore and in Barrio Logan, March 10th. And stay tuned for the announcement of the guest. And I hope to see you there. We're working on the logistics as of me recording this episode. By the time you'll see it, it's all going to be done. So just get your tickets and come watch us do a live episode for the first time ever. I'm kind of like scared, my body signals are like, oh, stomach. So I hope to see you there. If you're still here, thank you so much for being here. Y como siempre, stay shiny.